Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, I'm going to give you a wonderful, wonderful recipe for tofu and broccoli stir fry. Now, when it comes to Dr. Fitness cooking, I like things that I can eat very quickly. I do not like to spend time in the kitchen. I don't know if you noticed about the recipes, Lee, but
they're
fast. They're very quick.
Yes.
I don't
mess around.
If it can't be done in about 15, 20 minutes.
Not
tops,
interested.
I can't be bothered. Don't even let me, don't be around it. So here's the deal. What do you need? You need a big block of the tofu, extra firm. What is it? It's about 14 ounces of it. You take out the water. You're going to set that aside. Chop it up into little pieces if you want. It depends on how you like your tofu, how big the pieces you like. What you're going to need also is about a half a cup of some vegetable broth. I like to go with organic stuff. I'm not going to tell you which one to pick. You pick your own. You're also going to use a little bit of soy sauce or reduced sodium soy sauce. You can use cornstarch. Some people like to use it to
thicken it.
I don't need it. I don't need any thickening. It doesn't bother me. Also, a little bit of sugar, about a tablespoon. Or 2 tablespoons of it, a little bit of red pepper if you like to crush it up and give it a little bit of spice. I don't necessarily need that. A little bit of canola oil, garlic, some fresh ginger as well. What you're going to do is you're going to heat up your broccoli first, get your broccoli going. I tend to cook things separate a little bit. I cook the tofu, and I mix all those ingredients with the tofu, let the tofu bake in that a little bit. And then what I'll do is I'll cook the broccoli separately.
Yeah, you have to. It takes a different amount of time.
I'll take a little bit of the broccoli because I like my broccoli a little bit soft.
Really?
I don't like it hard.
You don't like it crunchy?
I don't like it crunchy. I like it. I don't want it too. I don't like when it's all mushy, but I don't like
it
too.
It's a fine line.
So I'll cook my broccoli in a little bit of olive oil or canola oil and a little bit of garlic first of all. And then I'll cook that, let that simmer a little bit. And no high heat. You don't want that broccoli to burn. A little bit medium, a little bit of medium heat. Cook the tofu in that mess. Put it all together. Let it sit for about 5-10 minutes. You got yourself one heck of a dinner. Tofu is really, really good, Lee, because tofu also is high in protein. It's a great.
And it has no flavor. It takes on the flavor
of what you're cooking in. And depending upon how. I don't like my tofu where it's fried, so that you want to limit the amount of oil you use so it doesn't get that real crispy texture. But here's the main thing. Don't cook your tofu too long.
No.
Or don't mix it up because it'll crumple up into little nothing.
So that's even better. You'll never taste it. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.